Just different, man. That's the word I can describe. Just different, odd, weird, nervous. But, you know, once I hit the court, it kind of all go away a little bit.
What was it like when you walk in, you see guys like Lonzo and making sure you don't walk into the home locker room and having to walk into the business of the hockey?
Yeah, that's what he did. Exactly. I'm so accustomed to walking into the locker room. And Mike was like, hey, Mike, you got to go to the visitor's locker room. So this dude's so funny. So it was odd. That's the one word I can describe. It's just weird. Never have done this before. I thought it was phenomenal. You know, I didn't know they were going to do that, obviously. So I told Steiny and the whole crew that, you know, I really appreciate them doing that. So it was emotional. And the fans are terrific.
Did you expect that reception from the fans?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been here 11 years, and they've seen me grow up. And I know my family. And you know, we've been through a lot together. You know, so I have nothing but love for the Milwaukee fans. Always will. And this is home, you know.
Rounding yourself into shape, 14 points tonight. Started out hot.
Yep.
Just the familiarity of the floor and the shooting background and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it was like, I've done this before, you know. And, you know, I remember when Ray got traded and he came back the first time, he was telling me on the court, he's like, this is so weird. And I said, really? You know, not knowing. And years later, when I came back, I was like, this is weird, you know. So, but once I got on the court, I just felt familiar with the rim and the court and the fans and the scenery.
How important was it that you got the win, though?
Oh, huge, huge. And trademark, you know, for Scott Scott's team is, you know, going to charge back, you know, late in games. And they've done it so many times in the past. And we knew that was going to happen. And we made big plays. Steve made a huge play at the end of the game to seal the deal for us.
As you get yourself back to where you want to be off the injuries, what's it like playing with a guy like Steve Nash? I'm sure Bella Hall of Famer, still got all-star talent at 38.
Yeah, he's the best point guard I ever played with. You know, and I played with some pretty good ones. And Steve is just phenomenal. He's consistent. His work ethic is impeccable, professional. And so I just thank the world of him.
What are some of your finest memories of Milwaukee?
A lot of them. Playoffs. We went to the playoffs for years, a couple years, and 57-point game, even though it ended in a loss. I hated that night. ACL, you know, here, first time it happened. Buzzer beater against Cleveland. It's a lot of – I can go on and on. Mo hits a big three, and we beat the Pacers, and I can go on and on of the memories we had in this building. So, great wins and some tough defeats, but just over a decade of basketball, which is remarkable.
What's the one thing when you got off the charter last night, early this morning, that you saw the landmark or something that you drove by, that you rolled by the condo where you used to stay with the family, that made you, that just almost brought you to tears today that you saw?
I don't know. Just seeing everything, and I was here this summer too. So, but just coming back, it was just odd because I was in the visitor's bus. Visitor's locker room, and after being here for so many years, I've never been over here on this side. So it was definitely an emotional visit back. The tribute tonight was phenomenal. The people at the Pfister, they were like, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, I signed with Phoenix. They're like, oh, you did, yeah. So never had stayed in the Pfister before in 11 years. Never really had a reason to. So it was different, but I was glad to see everybody.
Do you expect at some point when you look up in the rafters to see 22 up there?
I haven't thought about that. And you always bring good questions. I haven't thought about that. All I tried to do when I was here was just win, man. It'd be consistent every night, night in and night out. Give 110%. And nothing was given to me. I had to earn everything. And so, you know, if it happens one day, it'd be a tremendous honor. You look at those names in the rafters. And it's tremendous.